Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 17th of October 2023. Today's topic is Passion for God's Praise. Our text today is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 1 through 10. So they brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record, and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Verse 5. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jael, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattithiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obededom, and Jael with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also and Jahaziel the priests with trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Verse 10. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 8 and 9. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Edmund Bianca advises us to get in the habit of saying some daily praise to God, even if it is just for the fact that you're alive to witness a brand new day on earth. Praising God is a normal response to what he has done for us and who he is. God's word declares, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Psalm verse 150 verse 6. This is an exhortation to praise God. Youths, praise God for his acts and attributes. He is our creator. He also planned and effected our redemption. He is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Moreover, God is loving, kind, merciful, faithful, and all-wise. Romans chapter 16 verse 27. Take time out privately to praise God daily. Yet do not avoid corporate worship or praise of God among other believers. Jehoshaphat led Judah to praise God and God fought for them. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 21 through 23. In the midst of persecution, Paul and Silas prayed and praised God at midnight in jail and were set free miraculously. My dear, you may have a bad case, but praise God anyhow. Your breakthrough is near. Quote for the day. Praise God anyhow. The challenge for today is, how often do you praise the Lord? Prayer. My dear Lord, fill my mouth with your praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.